This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann, Nine, Paige, Fat Boy. The Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello. Huh. Jim, you were saying what? Breaking news?
Breaking news. We're live right now. We're live on video. Yeah, live streaming this. You can find it at The Rise Guys on X, formerly Twitter. You can find it on Facebook. It's live on YouTube. You get on Instagram.
Here's the question. Male or female, how much do you pay for a haircut? That's the thing we're going to do earlier when we go live. So what do you normally pay for a haircut? We just want to see.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Base, you know, not including your tip, just your base price. Yeah. Male or female? Thank you.
Well, how much do you pay for haircuts?
You just commented. What a great name.
Yeah.
Hey, Don.
This is that guy in Michigan.
Oh, okay. I was going to pronounce it a different way.
Mm-hmm.
That would be weird.
It would.
Well, let's talk about winning the lottery. Did you play the Mega Millions last night?
I never do.
I did not.
Well, if you missed the Mega Millions jackpot, you didn't spend a lot of money on tickets. Like some guy in Southern California, he spent like $600 on tickets.
Ooh, I feel like gambling, you have a chance, but lottery just seems to be throwing money away.
Like that's not a lot when it comes to that though. $600?
No.
Like I've known people before when it hits a certain level, they'll go pop five large down on them.
Oh, yeah.
Give me a roll of peach cobbler.
And then they're like, man, look, it's higher the next day. You paid into it,
did you? Definitely did. Blank? This is another big one tonight, though.
Yeah.
Powerball's tonight. Powerball. You heard me.
Isn't it when those always seem to get so large when the economy is shot?
And well, the economy's doing great if you watch the wrong news. If you go out in the world, it
I
sucks.
Won't watch it anymore. They fired my favorite after just 4 days.
Oh, if you leave home, it seems like the economy ain't that good. But if you watch TV, it's great.
Yeah. I know. It's probably like people in other countries when they see, come to Paris and have the cheese and the wine and the photo of the Eiffel Tower. All the protests that are going on when they're setting things on fire. Enjoy Paris. Gay Paris. Well, I like that. Happy Paris.
Yes.
How about this? This is a would you rather. Would you rather have a 100% chance of winning $1 million or would you rather have a 75% chance at $100 billion? This is your hypothetical.
I'd take the million and be happy with it.
Yeah. It's life-changing money.
Tell me again. I can take a million now or.
Yeah.
Right, guaranteed or, a million right now or.
Wait, that's, you know, you're going to get it. 100% chance for $1 million. Or would you take a 75% chance at $100 billion?
This is greedy.
Yeah. That's a high percentage, though.
It is high, but I don't know why I'm trying to get into way more money than anybody would ever need or could fathom.
It's a generational wealth. You can have kids.
Hmm.
So the first will, it's your guaranteed money, and it will change your life, you know, unless you're already a millionaire. And the second would make you one of the richest people in the world, but there's a 1 in 4 chance. You get nothing. So somebody decided to do this.
These are like four doors, and I'm choosing, Monty, give me door number 3. And then it's, you know, a woman sitting in a wheelbarrow. I don't know what those the zonks were. It's a woman in a wheelbarrow. That's a pretty good prize.
Yeah. You pick which one you want.
Yeah.
I'd
take the $1 million, of course. I don't want to be. I'd rather be the guy who got $1 million and walked away than to be the guy who lost the $1 million and the $750.
Yeah.
Guaranteed money.
But
definitely.
You don't. You wouldn't be in the opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can. Oh, here's a good example. Penny stocks. Mm-hmm. Or even penny cryptos. You can sit there, oh my God, you see Shiba went up 0.001. But unless you have a crap ton of them, you ain't making that much money.
Yeah.
But if you go large on that, it's the Sam Walton way of thinking. You get $1 million things. These people over here selling them for a nickel. I'm going to sell them for 4 cents.
Yep.
And I'm going to sell it on volume.
Yeah.
That's hard. Give me the $1 million, though.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear behind what's behind door number two?
Oh, it's a song.
If you had that much money, you could buy the 17 most valuable NFL teams with cash right now and have some left over. You still have a couple billion cash left over if you bought the 17 most valuable NFL teams right now. And you would not own the Panthers.
The Falcons, sir, right?
That would blank sell it to you. He might sell.
Let's see. The Falcons are in the 15th. So, you'd have the Cowboys, Patriots, Rams, Giants, Bears, Raiders, Jets, Commanders, 49ers, Eagles, Dolphins, Texans, Broncos, Seahawks, Falcons, Vikings, and Ravens.
Welcome, Falcons, Cowboys fans, to Mattland.
Oh, Falcons.
Matthew man. Land's too long. And I don't have the rights to Mattman Land.
Mm-hmm.
Mattland. So, somebody decided to take this topic on Reddit.
Gollywood.
Oh. And 1,500 people on Reddit, most of them say that they would want to roll the dice to take their chance. 48% would go for the guaranteed money. 52% would risk it all for that $100 billion.
I'm taking the guarantee. For $1 million, I can get out of debt and tell some people what I think of them.
Right now, live, I'll give you $20 if you tell me who the first person you will tell them what you think of is.
Not in this room.
Oh, the person isn't in this room? Or you don't want to say it in this room?
No,
no,
no.
Okay.
This building, though.
Don't do it. I'm leading you into the slaughter. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
I don't have 20 on me either. I get you Friday.
I'll get you 2 weeks on Friday.
You got to pick your battles wisely.
Yeah, Friday's already gone.
I know. It's not the best payday.
No, it's already gone.
It's already, payday.
It's already ate up.
Yeah, I'd be that. That's all of them. They all gone.
All right. Well,
what would you pick, Paige? You didn't. You.
Oh,
always...
I'd take the $1 million, hands down. I'd take the money and run. If it's guaranteed.
If you had to run with it, I would not take it.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do it. Also, David Sharp in the chat. Tony Khan's daddy owns that team, not him.
That's true.
That's that generational wealth stuff.
He'll inherit it.
He'll get it, yeah.
Little Shahid.
How is Neil Koloff commenting? I thought we blocked him.
He's still
Let's see. I'm trying to stay into the text.
Yeah.
Because normally we go through it and then, you know. Also, on the haircuts, these are what I understand to be men. Well, no, that's a woman. Her husband. Her husband pays $20.
Yep.
Penny.
Oh, nice.
Charles Edwards pays $25.
Well, that's P1 Frenchie Mama.
You ain't nothing but a French Mama.
Who's Mama?
Would Cody like to hear some Carpenters? I can
yes.
do that for you, buddy.
Yeah.
Some Carpenters.
Play the old version where she gets sick at the end.
Oh.
That's for you, Cody.
Sad.
Thanks for that.
Put me to sleep. All right, so... Here's something. You know, all these bands are getting back together again, right? Except for Oasis. Well, there's another band that turned down the Butthole Surfers. They've turned down six figures to reunite. They're not going to do it.
They hate each other a lot.
Well, also, they've been into dadism.
And they hate each other a lot, turned down $100,000. They have to, right?
Well, there's other reasons because they won't reunite. They basically... They got out of control back in the day, and they don't want to go through that again.
One show.
Catching heat from the Anal Gliders. They're saying, we'll take over if you don't go on tour, Butthole Surfers.
Yeah.
We're the Anal Gliders. And tribute band.
Gibby Haynes says, quote, I have a 13-year-old son. This is where the dadism comes in, who is the effing light of my life. And I've got an actual family, and it's awesome. Little League baseball and middle school basketball. Dude, it's the stuff.
And that's called being a parent. You can't be on the road and expect the wife to do it.
They're also getting, Gibby Haynes is, he'll be 67 this year. And I didn't realize they were that old.
Kid?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I didn't realize they were as old as they are. So, yeah, maybe they don't want to because, they're pushing 70.
Mm-hmm.
We got to pass it all to the fun-loving criminals now.
Scooby Snacks.
You can get them together.
So Gibby says the whole
Where's the Young Cannibals at?
Back in the day, he says it was an attempt to get attention. We made art for money and got attention. So
art.
It'll be different these days, I would imagine, if you're a little older. And Paul Leary adds, I just don't want to do it.
Yeah, there you go. Honesty.
We're really lucky to not be in prison, and I don't want to push that anymore. I don't want to be sending a bandmate home in a body bag or
Good Lord.
Have a venue burned down.
Are there the Butthole Wakeboarders? Is that a tribute band anywhere?
Not yet.
They were part of the inaugural Lollapalooza Festival in the 90s, so they did do some wild, crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they were at Woodstock, the one that burned down.
The one the Miz was at.
Yeah. Sounds like the Butthole Surfers are anal.
A little bit.
Retentive,
a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So, not going to happen. Maybe, it'd have to up the money past six figures.
Nobody's going to do that.
No.
I mean, I'm assuming it's like $999,000.
Yeah, nobody's going to go a million on that now.
No. Not going to happen.
Well, they have, I don't know their whole catalog. I know they have one song I like.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't been singing or playing guitar or drums or anything like that, and you're just going to be middle-aged and get out there doing it, I imagine it'd be kind of hard to get it together, plan a tour. All right, well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Quick, the title of the video was Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden said that. We didn't have time to get to the story, though.
The title of what?
The title of the video says, who said front row tickets should be reserved for real fans and made affordable? It was Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden, but I wanted to just say that because we didn't have time to get to the store before we had to leave.
Oh, okay.
So I just wanted, if anybody was wondering, I just want to say it for them.
I thought you were saying he was a butthole.
No,
surfer.
No, he's an Iron Maiden. He's English.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's all.
That's wild.
Yeah.
All right.
You are.
Thank you to everyone in the live stream. I can't scroll through and say hey to everybody. You want me to? I will. I can't, though.
P1 Trash Man.
What's up, Trash Man? Oh, look at that. Got my haircuts.
Yep.
The Mo Howard haircut for the Three Stooges.
Yep.
A bow. Oh, he did it.
Put a bow on your head.
He put it with a bow. All right. Thank you, Paige. We'll take a break. Come back. Goodbye on the video stream. We'll be back live right after this. Good morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
This one particular guy is the guy who usually starts most of these prank wars. And with this other guy, Harold. Well, it escalated. It was going back and forth. And then so this guy, Harold, said this out-of-the-way comment that I don't even want to say. I'm sure we'll get into it when we make the call. But he said something about Roger's kid. And it pissed Roger. Roger said, quote, I wanted to go box his ears.
Boxing ears is serious.
It's big around here, man. So he said, but I knew I'd probably get fired or whatever. Get somebody call the law, something happened like that, whatever.
What happens?
So he decided to go and defecate on the hood of this guy Harold's prized car. And it's an El Camino, but apparently it's like a really nice one. Mm. He takes it and shows it off and does the cruise ins.
Oh, yeah.
There's a cruise ends over at the Shawnees.
Over here he goes and parks it up at the Sugar and Spice in Spartanburg.
Yeah, somewhere like that. But anyway, everybody, when this happened now, everybody assumed it was this other guy who is the prank guy at work, because he's actually done the same thing to people's lunch boxes and has put mean notes on their back. And yes. So he's the guy that everybody was pointing the finger at. So he got suspended for 2 days mm-hmm. without pay. Well, then this guy, Roger, who we started talking to here, said he felt bad that the guy lost 2 days without pay. He went to his manager and confessed that it was him, told the manager why he did it, blah, blah, blah. The manager said, okay, well, you need to apologize to Harold. He didn't say he had to do it publicly like this, but he told him he had to apologize. And then also he, too, would be suspended on Monday and Tuesday of next week.
Mm-hmm.
So today, let's bring Roger back on real quick. Roger, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I tell you what, man. This is the. It's not funny, but it's very funny. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's crazy. I don't even want to say. I was talking to Roger off the air. What they do at this particular plant that used to? He said 2 years ago they had 70 something employees. Now they're just down to 12. That's got to scare you, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, eventually it might get down to just two. We're going to call the guy right now, the owner of the El Camino. Are you absolutely sure that you want to do this? I have to legally ask you that.
Yeah. I'm ready to go.
All right, so when he answers, don't say anything about being on the radio, nothing like that. And then once you reveal to him that it was you who took the dump on the hood of his El Camino, then we're going to come on and also let him know that he's on the radio too, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. This is one of the oddest truth and consequences is ever.
Your call has
been. Uh-oh. All right, hold on. We're calling the owner of the El Camino.
Mm-hmm.
He has a show car. It's a show car.
Your call has been...
Oh, good gracious.
Think the word got around the workplace or something?
I have. I mean, how many people drive El Caminos around that particular area?
That's true, especially nowadays. It was pretty common 20 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, no, try them again.
All right, hold on. We'll try again. This is bizarro world, though, man.
Hey, what's up, man?
Who's this?
This is Roger.
Hey, what do you want? Why's your number blocked? Did you get arrested again? Because I ain't bailing you out.
No, man, I ain't get arrested. Come on now. What you so grumpy for this morning?
Well, I'm trying to get ready for work. You should be too. What the hell? What do you want? What do you want?
Hey, dude, I gotta tell you about something.
Shoot. All right, I'm listening. What?
Okay. Golly, dude. Hey, you know at work how Van got in trouble at work?
Yeah, I know. What's the point?
Okay, man, I gotta tell you, Van wasn't one that took that dump on your car, man. It was me.
Who's on the phone? Who took a dump on my car?
Okay, I apologize.
I'm done.
Like the new Who Shot Roger Rabbit. Harold, good morning. This is the Rise Guys on 93.3 The Planet. Good morning, sir. We're a radio show. How are you? Roger contacted us and wanted to reveal to you that he is the one who used the bathroom on your car.
I'm gonna kill you,
man.
Don't listen now.
No. This is a joke. I ain't never heard of you guys. Wait a minute. Are you a radio show? Are you guys like John Boy and Billy?
No. I mean, we are a radio show, but we ain't nothing like him. How you live in Spartanburg and you ain't never heard of us?
Why did you crap on my car, man?
I didn't.
I don't care about your car. I don't care about your car.
Well, quit yelling and let me explain myself, man.
Well, he just offended me.
He's talking to him.
Oh.
Who's talking now?
You are.
Who's okay. on first?
All right, so here's what it is, man. Now, I know you don't know a lot about my kid, but there was one day when we were at work, and do you remember making a joke about my son being cross-eyed because he fell in a well. Do you remember that?
Yeah, because he's cross-eyed. What's the point?
Okay, well, he's got autism. And so when you said that, it really upset me that you were talking about my son like that.
I didn't know that, man. I'm sorry. I didn't know that. Why didn't you tell me that?
Well, I don't know.
It's still as a kid. I mean, either way, it's kind of a crappy thing to say, for lack of a better term. I apologize.
Well, hell, my kid's cross-eyed. I didn't know that. Dude, I didn't know. Roger, I'm sorry, man. Listen, bro. Seriously, I didn't mean to upset you like that. Still, you know, don't raise the damn crap on my car. It's like freaking stain, man.
You know, I'll pay to get a wash, man. You know,
no wash. I already washed it, man. It left a stain inside. That poop sat on my damn hood, and the sun baked the damn stain on my hood, man. And now you got me on the radio. Now everybody in World Upstate South Carolina Classic Cars is gonna know you crapped in my car.
Oh, God.
Nobody's gonna know.
Come on, dude.
Nobody's gonna know, man. People at work. That's it. Ain't nobody else gonna know.
Well, I mean, they look. Your boss man knows that he's doing it this way because the other guy got suspended without pay, and then Roger ain't gonna be at work on Monday and Tuesday because he's also now suspended and got to pay back
dude. What, does he want a cookie or something? Is there some good guy now because he got me on the radio making a fool out of me? I mean, what are you going to do? He's going to pay for my car? Now, you know what? I may even sue you for this. Because now you ruined my reputation. And you know how much it's going to cost to fix that hood? To repaint that hood?
What reputation's he ruining?
My El Camino is a big deal at the classic car shows. And now everybody knows that he crapped on my hood.
Now you got to smell Camino. Something new.
Oh, that's funny. You guys are funny.
And he's right. He's just people at work are going to know mainly. And outside of the people at work, you got us in the room, and there's four of us, and then there's like 599,987 other people, and then that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. See, this is what you guys do on your radio show. This is what you do, talk about crapping on people's cars and stuff. I got to tell you something. It ain't going to last long. You ain't going to last long at all.
What? We ain't going to last long.
Now that this is the way you treat people and you do crap like this on the radio.
How do we treat people? I mean, I'm just curious. You still smell it when you run the AC?
Oh, this is, you're
no,
stupid.
No, for real. I mean, we're...
This is dumb. You know what? Roger, I'll see you at work.
What? Hey, man, don't hang up.
Oh, he'll see you at work.
Harold's mad. God. You really want to make him mad, say his name without a D on the end of it.
Harold. Oh, Lord. Man, oh, man.
I understand the dude being mad. Anybody would probably be a little upset, you know.
Well, yeah, but...
I thought it'd go better than that, though.
But his initial anger came back. Like, you figure he would already process the initial anger and be done with it. But like, it was fresh all over again.
Gross.
Within his mind and on the hood.
Smell Camino. That was good. That's what he was getting pissed off about.
That was pretty funny.
I mean, you worry about anything happening when you get to work? Like him sitting there, laid up beside the El Camino, pointing at the hood, waving his fist in the air.
Yeah, I hope not. You know, I'm just glad, you know, I'm glad that War knows, my boss, you know, he's able
his
to hear all
War?
That.
War?
Warren.
Oh, Warren.
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 Warren Harrell.
Oh, Warren. He's going to scare him.
Warren. But,
yeah.
Well, he's listening, so hopefully, you know, he'll be able to get there before I do and, you know, calm him down.
God, I hope Warren's there before you get there. And,
Nah, he'll look out for me. He's a real good guy. You know, I didn't get fired, you know, so.
You should park and walk like a mile away because Harold's going to be looking for your car after lunch today.
Well, maybe y'all can call him back and try to talk to him without me or something.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen. No, sir. I just congratulate him on his new hood ornament. Gracious. All right, Roger, congratulations. Good luck. And again, I would put some kind of covering over your vehicle today.
Oh, okay.
Before he does.
Yeah, before he does. All right, thank you.
Thanks,
gracious.
Guys.
All right, have a good morning. Wow.
I hope nobody who works here decided to listen to us today because I don't want nothing bad to happen to my Outlander. While I'm busy in the studio.
Well, I know. I mean, I just got my gray Ford Ranger detailed yesterday.
Leave my black truck alone.
I know.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hello, The Rise Guys.
Keeps me awake, keeps me alert. Listen to all those crazy callers.
The Rise Guys.
They're badass.
The Rise Guys are the best in the world.
This is The Rise Guys Morning Show. Break it
down. Live. Let's see how long I can do it. Live. I'm done. From the callrob.com studios in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say, hey, famous person, look at you. It's your birthday. Happy birthday.
Or suck it.
Yeah. Don't have very many to hit today. So we'll begin with P1 Smitty. His birthday.
Oh. Oh, from Smitty Suds.
Yeah, the legendary P1 Smitty.
I just thought of another one, though. You talk about hit that. Like, that obviously means different things over the last 20 years. But now, it's not come by. It's swing through. That's another one.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to swing through today about 3 o'clock, Travis.
All right.
Swing through. Yep.
Sounds weird.
Cowboy, you go first. I think it's more your field house.
Smitty just turned his life over to the Lord.
Are we guessing his age?
Yes.
Oh, God.
40.
He's like you.
I'll go with that, too.
42.
He is 42 today.
Dang it. Smitty?
None and none. I can't say she cheated on that one.
No, I don't even know who he is. Total guess.
Get you drunk on my hump.
William.
Man. My hump.
Oh, it's Fergie.
Ferguson.
I can't.
You know, it's crazy.
I can't do this no more. I can't handle it.
I can't think about her without her wetting herself.
Yeah.
How did she bag old Dumel for 10 years?
She's pretty.
It's not Duhamel? I will say that Fergie of the Eyed Peas is
nice.
42?
I'm going to say 45.
Yeah, I want to change mine. 46.
They can't do it.
Yeah, I remember she was around for a while before Black Eyed Peas ever got famous.
All right, I'm going to go 50. I'm going to go 49 then.
She is 49 today.
Forgot the name of the group she was in.
Yeah.
90s.
Who was the guy in that show you liked with Emma Stone?
Nathan Fielder.
Okay, Nathan Fielder. It was Nathan Fillion's birthday, not Fielder.
Oh, he's he's
the Rookie.
He was on some show back in the day.
He's on The Rookie, Firefly, Castle, various other things.
There's
Desperate
some
Housewives.
Girl I knew that was like obsessed with him. Now she's obsessed with being a foodie.
He's done like
a foodie.
He did like foodie.
7 episodes of Modern Family. He does a lot of multiple episode runs on different shows.
Oh yeah,
so I watch footy.
If you're a footy, do you like to smell feet or do you like to wear shoes?
Don't sit near me under a table. Mm-hmm. I'm just looking for him a fork.
These new Green Lantern too in the next Superman movie. It'll be Green Lantern.
Good Lord. Seems 51.
52 seems old for that.
It's an
part.
Old Superman. Yeah,
53.
Older.
53.
Yeah. Was it Brian Reynolds Green Lantern? I think it was.
Yeah, he was.
So was Seth Rogen, right?
I think it was, actually.
Right? Go back.
Was that the one that had Jackie? What's happening? I can't say. It would be probably looked at badly if I tried to guess.
I have issues like we had the
Sidekick.
Other
Cameron Cato.
Can't be a day here with the internet working.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He was a martial artist.
Heck yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't have music, but it's Mariah Carey's birthday. I had music, but the internet here went out again.
Was it Butterfly?
No, it was One Sweet Day with Boyz II Men.
Not even Fantasy.
Mariah Carey. I heard she's real easy to work with. 54?
Oh, back online.
I lived at Poe Mill when that she became the... Oh, no, that was Whitney Houston.
Yeah. I
was going to say it was later.
No, Whitney Houston.
Dang it. Playing the wrong one now.
You ain't good on that computer no more.
I can't control internet working. That's not my job.
Guess what?
I know.
Wasn't there a porn star named that was Mary Carey.
Yeah. She hooked up with Dwight Howard, allegedly.
That's right.
Over the years.
Their money's out again.
Heard some stuff about him, too.
58.
Yeah.
57.
She's 54 or 55. 54. We don't know for certain.
Oh, she's one of those.
Yeah.
Gotta get your story straight, Ma.
Tarantino.
This one preloaded. Yes, sir. Quentin Tarantino's birthday. Because Dick Dale, I believe, has passed away.
Stuart Spinks hates him. That's twice you've done that joke. Ha!
I like it every time.
He's a tough one to guess. I'm going to say he's pushing 60.
Where's he from, Fat Boy?
Knoxville, Tennessee.
It's Knoxville?
K-Town.
And He's 61.
I'm going to say 63.
62.
He's 61.
Dang it. He's about to start his last movie.
And yeah, I know, man.
Yeah.
And finally.
You know what one of the most desired pieces of Hollywood memorabilia is? Any script from any movie he does. He collects them at the end.
Okay.
You don't get to keep them.
Oh, man.
Very rare.
I don't blame him for that, though.
I think Hollywood, he only had the one. They had to come to his house and read it.
Yeah.
Finally, Randall Cunningham.
RC.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
I was in line to meet him at some card show or something, and when the time was up for him to leave, he got up and left.
Yeah.
He waved to us as he walked away from the table.
He was good, but never mentioned in that breath with Montana, Marino, Elway. Even Warren Moon was kind of on the back end.
Freaking Cordell Stewart also, man. I thought he was awesome. He had allegations like crazy. Pre-internet allegations. Slash. Those are the worst. I'm going to say.
How old Slash?
We're guessing Quentin Tarantino.
62.
No, we're guessing Cunningham. Randall.
Randall Cunningham, you fool. 64.
I'm going to say number 7 is 62.
63.
He's 61 now, just like Tarantino. Oh,
serious man. Question. Number 12. Any relation to Benny Cunningham?
I don't know.
I think so.
Benny with an IE on it. I always thought it was very strange.
But he is related to Richie Cunningham, former kicker for the Cowboys.
Richie.
I'm going to say this. Thank you for listening to today's show. It's a show. I rebuke the word program because we're not programming you.
Yeah.
We're just trying to entertain you. It's a show. It's one of them you can't really complain about because it's free.
Yeah, it is.
Remember that.
Remember that. What else was I supposed to mention here? I know what not to say. I guess I'll just tell you what's going to be on tomorrow's show. We brand new, be live streaming on video and all new Facebook fussing. And if you want to promote that, that's cool. I think that it's something that maybe get people thinking about. I love how Fat Boy's going to maybe act during this tomorrow.
It's about breastfeeding.
Okay. Best way to say it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's...
Fat Boy wants to try.
It's the thing about...
Like there's hungry babies he wants to help.
You got to put on your lady shoes.
There's two
tomorrow.
Boobs and only
and
one
I
baby.
Know you have a pair at home. But you got to look at it from a woman's point of view. Like, you know, my body, my choice. Well, what about...
So the government steps in.
What about when it's in public and you're making people a little uncomfortable? And that person wants to call in on the show tomorrow and talk about it. You better call after I promoted it. I try not to promote things. I can't, obviously. But if you don't call.
Better call.
You just better. That's all I can say.
That's pressure.
Better call.
You swore you would. I mean, come on.
If you don't, we're going to call her and tell her to do it everywhere.
Yep.
Go to your work and do it everywhere.
Oh, God.
During church service.
Everywhere. In the car.
Get today's podcast.
I'm going to tell her to text and drive.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Tell her not to.
You can text the word podcast while you're not driving to 72341, the TLCMotors.com text line, and we will send you the link to go listen.
Standard message day rate supply.
We're on the Odyssey app. Go ahead. Don't text and drive. We're on the Odyssey app, AUDACY, Spotify, Google, Amazon, all of them. Go get it. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. It is good.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby, bye.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.